Oh, okay. So,
we're starting. We're doing this. All right. Hey, guys. So, we're going to be starting a new podcast today, hopefully to be better than our friends. Not going to name names or anything, but, yeah, we're just doing this for fun. No hate, please. Because,
you know, I feel like we always hear, like, what, like, a guy's view on their teenage life or whatever. Yeah. Which is, like, no shade. Like, it's interesting to see. But it's, like, you know, we have our struggles, too.
Yeah.
Girls definitely aren't that confusing, in my opinion. I think I could read girls pretty well. Maybe that's because I'm a girl, though.
Maybe, Josie, maybe.
Oh, by the way.
My name is Kayla Eigelman, and my other host is...
Josie Chiano.
Yes, we're going into our sophomore year in high school. So we're just going to be talking about some experience we've had in our years of being friends. We've been friends since... first grade.
We go a little while back. We played softball together on the Angels and the Diamonds, and even in the Warriors.
Yes, for our high school. So
we're
yeah.
not gonna name the name of our high school. That's a little
no
creepy.
One from other,
I know, but
no one
still,
outside
that's
of our
just
high
creepy.
Watch this, so.
No, I'm sorry, but those, you know, like those shows where it's like it talks about how like a teenager gets kidnapped because they posted too much on social media. My mom watches us, like, all the time, and she always shows me them, and she's like, see, that's what's gonna happen to you if you...
I know. My mom's like, oh, whatever. Anyway, so, a little bit about myself. I have two younger brothers.
I have the opposite. I have two older sisters.
Yeah, so, but otherwise we're pretty alike, I would say.
We definitely like the same things, but I think that we act the same around each other, but I feel like... we both have our strengths and our weaknesses. Like, you're definitely stronger at talking to guys than me. Let's just put that out there now. So when we talk about guy issues in the future, it's definitely going to be me complaining and her, like, just being like, well, you know.
I'm pretty chill about it, to be honest. I don't know. I honestly have more guy friends than girlfriends.
I don't know. I think it's the opposite for me. Like, I mean... I'm friends with all of your guy friends, I'd like to think. Like, we're chill, yeah. But I'm not, like, close with a lot of them.
Yeah, but I'm more close with more guys than girls. But I don't really care if I get shit for it because it's, like, my choice, you know? Like, if I know I'm not doing anything wrong, then, like, I'm fine. Like, I don't really care about drama anymore. Like, it's just whatever. That's one of the topics we're going to talk about is drama. So... just stay tuned for that one. Some other topics are going to be, like, boys... sports, friends, just anything, basically. We're just seeing how this first podcast goes, though.
Just seeing how horrible we sound on freaking
yes,
because we
hate our voices, but
it sounds... I feel like everybody kind of hates their voice, though. So
yeah,
it's not just a personal thing.
Every person I've ever met, they're like, oh my god, I hate my voice. Like, even if it's not a bad, like, voice, you know? Like, everyone just hates their voice.
Yeah, because it sounds differently to yourself. But then when you, like, hear it,
it's like,
I think mine sounds so squeaky and so annoying. And I'm like, why do I have friends if you have to hear this every day and you have to look at me? Like, disgusting.
my voice is deeper than yours, so.
Yeah, it definitely is. I wish I could relate.
Hello, guys.
No, but, like, the thing is... I don't know. I feel like a lot about me is just, like, very squeaky, and very small, and very high-pitched.
Oh,
and
it's yes. Just... I'm a lot taller than Josie. I'm, like, 5'5". She's, like, 5'1".
I'm technically 5'2".
She's
but,
technically 5'2".
But if we want to get into statistics, I guess, then I'm not, but it's fine.
If you round it up, it's about
right now. Right now, we just started summer. We're only about 2 weeks in. It's already had a good amount of interesting stuff happening there. Kind of a little confused on a lot of things. We both kind of got a little bit of a issue, but
you know who you are. Not to name names.
But
no hate. I love you.
I love everyone.
Love you, but fuck you. Love everyone. No hate. Okay.
Anybody? No, we've both been through a lot. We both have experienced...
This year was not a good year.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I feel like we both changed a lot this year, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry to all my old friends, y'all.
But it's kind of cool how we stayed close.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about it. Because it's like, we could have drifted apart. Because there was a while in the middle of the year I didn't see you except for, like, lunch. Mm-hmm. So we weren't talking as much. And we didn't rant to each other. And honestly, I feel like that was a rough patch. I feel like
you really just bring out the better part of me, you know? But then, like, I switched my class to her class.
We started talking again.
I just feel like, I don't know, I changed a lot in the beginning of the year. So I didn't have classes with any of my old friends.
I don't think you changed. I think you were the same last year. I think you just were more
outgoing.
You, like, expressed who you were more. Like, yeah. You weren't in this, like, little box anymore.
Yeah.
Me, I'm still, like, always been in a box. Probably always gonna be in a little bit of a, I don't know. People just stress me out sometimes. Like, I feel like I'm so worried all the time. Like, when I meet someone new, and then, like, I, like, go home, like, and after meeting them, then I'm, like, worried. I'm like, oh, shit, I sounded stupid as heck.
I know.
I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, this person's never gonna talk to me again. Even though, like, I just met them, but I'm so worried that they're not gonna like me. And I think a lot has to do with, like, how girls have to fit this image.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, expectations you have, like, your height.
One thing that really affects what girls think of themselves, I think, is fucking VSCO.
Dude, VSCO, okay, there's goods and bads.
There's pros and cons.
Yeah. There's, like, it makes you happy sometimes, but then you're like, damn.
But then, one thing I don't like about it was originally, it was supposed to be, like, this thing where it was, like, a healthy social media outlet where it was, like, you can post what you think looks good, and then no one knows how many followers or how many likes you have. And if you, like the photo for what it is, then you like it. It's not based off of what other people think of it. But now, everyone still talks about how many republishes they get or how many this or how many that.
True.
And now it's all, like, about, like, if you have a cute relationship, if you're traveling to, like, freaking Bahamas.
If you're skinny, you can put on any VSCO outfit, yeah, whatever.
If you have the money for it, if you're rich, yeah, if you're poor. Like, it's just such, it's such a bad thing now.
Yeah.
It turns so toxic, and I feel like that's just our generation is now like that.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad. Everyone has to, I feel like everyone's like, no, you don't have to be the same, but, like, basically, like, the trends, like, you're basically all the same, you know? Like, the trends, like, the necklaces. Like, you gotta get the necklaces. You gotta get the anklets.
One thing that bothers me about the trends, I liked yellow for a while now. Yeah. Yellow has been my color. My freaking phone is yellow. I've always liked the color yellow. And now, fucking VSCO comes along. And everyone's like, ah, yellow, oh my god. And it's like, no. I've been here since the beginning when everyone hated this color. And now everyone likes it. And it's like, people now, like, I feel like people are like, oh, you're so freaking basic. And it's like, no. I was here first.
Like, I got this, like, necklace, like, with the beads or whatever. I had it for, like, I've had it since, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I literally got it, like, sixth grade.
I know what you're talking about. Pearl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that in sixth grade because I was everyone like, oh, that's cute.
Everyone has that now. I will not get that necklace because
now,
so many people.
And VSCO.
One thing
put
I,
it on their VSCO.
One thing that sucks is AirPods have gotten so blown up, which, like, I get they're good headphones, but for one, I don't own AirPods. You do.
Yeah, I do.
They're expensive.
I'm not
I'm not exactly, like, money flow right now.
No.
Got that much coming in. It's been slow at work, you know?
I don't have a job, so.
Oh, well. I shampoo people's heads, so I guess.
I'll get a job soon, guys. Don't worry. I need to get some money, man. It's fine, though.
No, I definitely, though, VSCO became really toxic. But one app that came back was TikTok.
Dude, I love TikTok.
Or Musical.ly, or Musical.ly.
Okay, but it changed so much.
It's more of a joke now, but then there are still, like, people who try, which is, like, you know, you do
like,
you.
There's some hot guys on there, to be honest. It's not even gonna lie, man. There's some
our
hot guys.
School is lacking. Let's our be honest. No shade. Love all my boys at my school.
Me
They're
and
all...
Josie were talking the other day. We named like 10 guys in our grade that were attractive.
And we couldn't think of anyone else.
Yeah, to be honest, there's like 10 to 15 guys in our grade.
And it's like, and then the thing that sucks is a lot of those guys, like, I don't blame them. You know, they're living their life, but a lot of them like to, like, get around, you know? So it kind of.
Kind
of ruins the vibe.
No one wants commitment anymore.
Which I get, because we're so young. But it's like...
You gotta start developing it, though.
Because,
like...
Yeah. I don't know. My mom always says I'm too young for a relationship. And I just got, like, allowed to date recently. So, like, when everyone was in middle school, like, getting their first kiss and all that, they were like, oh, my God, I got my first kiss. I'm like, my mom would kill me. Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I didn't have my first boyfriend until after eighth grade. And I dated him the summer before freshman year. Ooh. And, like, my first kiss was, like, I want to say, like, October, November.
It wasn't the same guy, though.
No, it wasn't the same guy. But my first kiss was, like, October, November of freshman year. And then, like, I don't know, just, like,
everything. I feel like I used to be really worried that I didn't have my first kiss in the beginning of the year because everyone was, like, talking about it, I feel like. And everyone was, like,
for sure.
Getting it. It was, like, football season, homecoming, like, all this stuff. And it's, like, I was really stressed out. I was, like, dude, people are going to think I'm fucking lame. This is going to suck.
Josie's a lesbian.
Definitely not. But,
that's the only other thing I hate. Like, if you've never dated a guy or never kissed a guy, people are, like, oh, my God, you're a lesbian. Or, like...
I'm definitely not.
I know you're not a lesbian. Only for me, boy. That's fine. That's our little joke, guys. Don't worry, it's a joke. Anyway, I don't know. It's, like, people say, like,
I'm kind of glad, though, I didn't have my first kiss yet. Because it's, like, I low-key dodged some bullets. Are you thinking of one person that I'm thinking of? Yeah, well, actually, I could name a few, but we're not... No names. We're going to try and keep this podcast...
We are not naming names. Disclaimer.
As clean as possible. It might slip out at one point or another, mm-hmm. but we're going to try and keep it in.
Why does my arm keep cracking? Do you hear that? It's like
that's disgusting. It's fine. So, speaking of boys, I don't know. How have you been doing in that department recently?
I don't know. It's like summer. Like, I don't know. I feel like next year, maybe I want to date someone. But definitely like the summer.
Well, also just got out of a relationship.
I also did just get out of a relationship. Like, a month and a half ago.
You know, guys and me me and guys just don't work good right now.
You just need to find someone good. Like,
because I feel like what happens is me and a guy start talking. We talk for a little bit. Then it's like they say they like me, I say I like them, and then it's just like...
What happens next? Like...
Because there's been times where I've had, like, these, like, things with people for, like, a while, too. And it's like...
When are you gonna ask me out? Really?
Like, no shade. Like, I get everyone moves at their own pace, but, like...
Oh, that's happened to me a few times, too. I'm not gonna name names, but... Just saying.
Also, it's really annoying when a guy, like, says one thing to a girl's face, but then completely different to everybody else. Oh, yeah. And that's what we call a fuckboy.
Dude, that's actually really annoying. Like, sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit, but, like, a guy has said something to me before where they're, like, oh, yeah, like, blah, 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 I like you. But then to, like, all of his friends, he's like, oh, my God, like, I don't like her at all. She's, like, not my type, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, like, whatever. Like, it's just, like, tips for a guy. Like, if you want to date someone or you like someone, you should, like, be proud of it. Like, you shouldn't want to just hate on them all the time, you know?
Yeah. I definitely, I'm glad, though. I'm still really... I don't regret anything that... Okay, sorry for that short little intermission.
It kind of, like, ended on us. Snap is pretty gay, but it's fine.
It's fine. We're gonna still figure it out. We're gonna do what we gotta do.
I'm laying down. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, we were talking about how guys are stupid. But, you know, this podcast, it's not just about the guys. It's about the girls, too. We've met some interesting creatures. Or
creatures.
I don't call them people sometimes. I don't think they... There's some people that I regret letting into my life and get as close to me as they did.
Yeah, because girls can be very controlling and, like, intimidating sometimes, and it's like... You have to act a certain way around them or else, like, they'll talk shit about you. And it's, like, everyone talks shit sometimes, but, like, if these people talk shit constantly about you, then they just become toxic, and it's like you don't want to be around them.
I specifically have had really bad friend at one point, and it was, I met this girl back in elementary school, and I've known this girl, and you knew her too. Mm-hmm. And no hate to this person, because at one point we were good friends, and it's fine. But even like back in third grade, when I was like talking to her a little bit, I didn't even like this girl. I was third grade and I didn't like someone. And then we got closer, whatever, eighth grade year, I like to say. And then it was just a very toxic friendship. And
very
judgmental. And I'm pretty, like, back then, I didn't say what was on my mind nearly as much as I did now. And I really am glad that I changed from that. But back then, this girl had a lot of control over my life. And a lot of control over who my friends were. And a lot of just, like, toxic things. And there has been times, though, where it's, like, weird. Because she'll, like, flip out on me. And she'll, like, embarrass me. Or she'll do something. But I'd be like, no, it's fine. It's okay. But
she's just mad or something. Like, you try to make excuses.
She's like, it's her time of the month. You know, it's fine. But then this girl, you know, me and her, we recently have started to drift. And, like, we're still civil. We'll still say hi to each other when we see each other. If we hang out in group, it's no big deal. But ever since I have left this person behind in my life, I feel like I've had a weight lifted off my shoulders. And this girl, it got to the point where she wasn't just taking it out. Like, she wasn't just being rude to me. She was being rude to my friends, too. And when I heard about that, that was, like, the line. I don't know why it took that much to, like...
This girl in particular, like, this year I started standing up for myself a lot more. And, like, I told this girl a bunch of times, like, you need to, like, chill out. Like, you need to stop being, like, that mean. Like, all this stuff. Like, and she started being nicer to me just because I think that she realized that she was being rude. But she still does it to a lot of people, including Josie.
I think
Josie.
You just intimidated her more than I would. Because you're bigger than her.
Oh, yeah.
You're taller. And you have you could break her in half. Let's be honest here. I probably could take her. Let's be honest here. I don't know why I'm going on this topic of fighting, but
pretty sure.
I bet you I could take her. I could
throw. Pretty sure you guys have fought before.
Put a good fight in. Yeah. Okay. Put a good fight in. Good. A lot of.
And then call me up.
But I wish that I had just kept this girl at a distance, you know?
Yeah. And like,
I don't know. It's just a lot.
There's some other girls, like, just in particular, like, girls are just so judgmental, you know? Like, even I catch myself being judgmental, but, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so judgmental.
Josie's very judgmental.
I judge everyone, but I keep it to myself.
Yeah, but some people, like, as soon as you notice something, you start assuming.
I have a good gut feeling, though. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I called people out way before.
Oh, yeah.
Anything has happened. I'll, like, meet someone, I'll be like, this motherfucker. This bitch. And I'll even know, like, I feel like I help other people with that. But then, like, when I notice something for me, I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's fine. And then I notice it for you, and you're like, no, it's fine.
That recently happened. No.
That recently happened, yes. I told her not to do something, but it was fine.
I didn't do anything.
I know, but, like, I can't help your thoughts, so I guess it wasn't my fault, but, like,
you know,
you can't honestly, help your feelings. Help your feelings.
Yeah, it's
I
fine.
I wish you could sometimes, but.
Yeah, right now, kind of in a rough patch right now.
Yeah.
Going through a little bit of a rough phase. Me and Kayla recently have gotten into a little bit of a few issues this summer together, but we bounced back.
We're chilling.
Like we always do.
We're chilling, everyone.
We definitely have a close friendship.
No, but we've gotten in a lot of fights, I feel like.
We definitely have, but we always, like, I'll forgive you and you'll forgive me. Yeah. We just bounce back.
That's good.
That's a good friendship.
Everyone take notes, please. Thank you.
But we definitely, because I hear about, like, kids who, like, grew up together and then they drifted. And I get we have a lot more high school to get through. But I feel like I already know who I'm going to be with at the end of high school. Like, some people I know, like, even if we're not as close as we are now, we're still going to be somewhat friends by the end
Or even closer.
By the end of the 4 years. Oh, yeah. Oh, we only have 3 years. Yep. So, like, picture how fast middle school went by. We have that much left.
Stop.
That's freaking scary. No. Do you know what you want to do with your life? You know what you want to be?
Well, I mean, I want to be a dolphin trainer, but that's, like, not going to happen, so throw that in the toilet. No.
No, I want to be, I don't know. I want to do something where I leave a mark. Like, I don't want to just be that person, gives birth to a few kids, dies, just done.
I mean, we're all going to die, like, in
20 years. I get that, but I want,
in 20 years. We're all dying.
What?
Our, like, climate is, like, not
That's
good.
Such bullshit. I don't believe in that fucking stuff.
What?
I don't believe in that.
How?
Because, like, okay, here's the thing. You
Do
know
you
how
see
many...
How much has rained?
Listen, you know how many times people have said...
The world's ending?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. But, like, I didn't believe that, but, like, now I'm starting to.
But, like, how could you just, like... How can... You're telling me that in 20 years from now, we're just going to be dead.
I don't know.
Just the world's going to end.
It's going to overheat. We're going to overheat. Do you see the ice, like, melting in North Pole?
I don't know about
you.
I'm moving to fucking Mars. I'm gone.
Mars?
Yeah.
You have fun with that. You go there. Be a Martian or some shit. I don't care.
Start my own population.
Who would you play with?
No one.
A
I
robot?
Know.
I'm like, what do you think?
Ew. Jesus. This is a weird topic now.
No, I'm serious. Who are you going to have kids with on Mars? A robot, correct.
No.
Yes. What else is going to live there with you? You can't even live.
Okay, well, anyway. Going back to what I was talking about. I don't know what. I want to leave, like, a mark somehow.
I want to do something with animals or kids.
I
don't really care anything in there. Like, I'll
do you want kids when you're older?
Yeah.
I feel like you have to have kids. I feel like that's, like...
You don't have to, but, like...
I feel like, though, like, that's mainly...
It keeps you going.
It's the happiness.
No, it, like, kids keep you going.
Like,
it makes
you
want to live.
It gives
you
a reason.
Yeah, it makes you want to live. Like, if you have your own kids, like, you want to do everything for them. Like, you know, even if they piss you off, it's, like, you love them. Like, with your... Like, you would do anything for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I want kids. I don't know what I would name my kids though.
I have some names.
You already have names.
Yes, I have it in my notes. Should I pull it out?
Right. Definitely not. That's
Here
a different
is.
Time. No.
Here it
oh,
is.
You're already pulling
Here
it out.
It is, everyone.
Okay.
All right. So, I have for girl names. I have Kenzie and Autumn.
Kenzie
and Autumn.
Kenzie, your friend Kenzie.
Kenzie, just Kenzie, not McKenzie. Just Kenzie.
Okay, we're both Mackenzie. Friends with two different Mackenzies.
Yes. All right, I know two Mackenzies.
I know...
No, if you count the other Mackenzie, I don't really talk to her, though. I don't know where she went.
She went to Montini with the other Mackenzie.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, all right, anyway. And then for my boys, I don't really know. I thought of, like, Carson and Cole.
I definitely...
And
okay.
Cole.
Loki. It sucks because when you meet people,
or
I feel
Trevor.
Like,
I like that.
I feel
Trevor.
Like as I met people, it made me hate that name.
Oh yeah.
Like now it's like I can't name my kids like fucking like, not even that like I hate a person, but like it's just like then it'll just remind me of them, and I don't want to be like 40
you know what
years
name
old.
I won't name someone. Here.
Definitely not gonna name my kid that. Why would you name your son that anyway? That's like such a
or daughter.
That's a pussy name for
our daughter.
It's a pussy name for a guy, and then that's like a freaking manly ass name for a girl. Let's be honest here. Hopefully, you know, no hate. I don't know anyone with that name, even though no one knows the name we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm a super secret whisperer. I'm way better.
Watch them, like, so be able to hear that. Like,
they didn't.
I think, okay, there's been some names, like, in the past I thought they were cool. Because, like, you know, like, I know, like, family members who have a name. And I'm like, dang, I like that family name. Maybe I'm going to name my kid that. Mm-hmm. But then I meet some dumbass bitch who fucking has that name.
It's like, oh, never mind.
And it's like, oh. Okay, we should probably talk a little more, though, about us. Because we kind of just, like...
Yeah. All right, this podcast, I don't really know how to make a podcast. We're just, like, kind of winging it, so sorry about that. We're not as good as Vince. Vince is just, he's the best at podcasts, you know? No, what did he say at his story? Yet they shit on mine. Oh, my brother's coming. You know, hey, guys, what?
You got a Jeep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Really? Are you serious? Is it a Jeep right here? Oh my God! Shh.
Okay, well, back to what we were talking about. Her brother is just kind of hurt Kayla's feelings because they lied to her.
Sad.
She thought they got a Jeep, but they didn't. So what were you saying before that? What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
I don't even know. I lost it. I got
excited.
I lost it.
I told my mom, ask the dealer to get a rental Jeep.
We're not talking about this right
now. But no.
We're not talking, Kayla.
She's like, Kayla, you're never fucking getting a Jeep. Kayla, get it out of your head. I'm like, Mom, I need it.
No, you don't. Jeeps are low-key trash. I hate to be this person to tell you.
Okay, I've heard it a lot, so you think I care? No. Thank you.
Well... You know, it's summer. Doing good right now.
I can't wait till I can drive next summer.
I know.
I'm gonna get my license in March of sophomore year.
I'm getting my license May.
So like this time.
So like next year, I'll have my license. It's pretty dope. I did the math in my head.
When do you get your permit?
The freaking first 2 weeks of school. So it'll be like the whole school year, because school year's 9 months.
Yeah.
And I don't really need to drive sophomore year. Like, what am I, to school and then home? Like,
I'm not even getting a parking spot sophomore year. I'm getting a junior year.
I know, like...
Sorry, my brother's freaking loud. Tyler! Yeah? Shut up, we're making a podcast.
I told you it was a Jeep.
It wasn't a Jeep.
It was.
Okay, everyone say hi to my brother. He's annoying. Yeah, hi. Say hi to the podcast, Tyler.
The podcast?
Yeah, say hi.
Where?
It's just, you just talk into just talk. It.
It's upside down.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, because you see, the phone goes like that, but the microphone's down here.
So you're talking into the microphone.
Going. Yes, it is. See that little red spot? That means
that's not good.
That's what? Okay, bye, Tyler.
Bye. I gotta close the door.
Okay.
Okay, I closed it.
That's. I'm sure he will be in more episodes in the future.
Oh my God.
It's fine. You guys are just going to have to deal with a little bit of background right now. Speaking of belts, my belt has been stolen.
We have a belt stealer on the loose.
They have not given me my belt yet.
Were we supposed to give our jerseys back? Because I didn't get my jersey back.
No, we keep that.
Okay, good.
Dumbass.
I just thought they, like, needed them for next year or something.
No, they have a different... I'm excited for softball season next year.
Me too.
Really gonna pop off.
I'm gonna be on JV, though.
Yeah, I feel like all of us are...
Yeah.
I feel like, though, a lot of our team's gonna get cut.
Okay.
Which isn't... I mean...
I'm not gonna say anything.
Never mind. Well, there was just... Our team was good, but there was a lot of girls who were on the team that thought they were a lot better than they were.
Yeah.
I love all of them. They're all like my sisters. But, like, when you start to become cocky, there's only, like, one... There's only, like, two people I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
But when you start to become cocky, you gotta draw a line. Because, like, you know, I don't think I'm amazing. I think I'm just barely getting by, to be honest with you.
I think I'm pretty decent.
I mean, for us only playing in-house.
I'm like, one of the better people on our team, though. It would probably be you, me, and then a few other people.
I was in a fucking slump with batting.
I wasn't.
You had a good year with batting. I was in a slump. Last year, I made contact with every single... I never struck out last year. This year is, like, the pitches were all over the place. I think, though, also, from them pitching super slow to super fast to in between,
yeah.
I think that fucked me up pretty good.
But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about something else. Because that just is boring. Anyway, I want to get out of the state, but I don't think I'm going anywhere except for...
I'm going to Florida in a week.
Except for, like,
my lake house. I'm so excited.
I'm going to my lake house. And then I might go to New York.
This is starting to get a little boring now. We should go back to introducing ourselves. Well, okay. We know we've grown up together, so... We're going to have some, like, guest stars, I guess, on this podcast.
Yeah.
A few and other inputs here and there. I definitely think, though, I hope the rest of the summer...
is better than the start.
Yeah. We're off to a rocky-ass start.
I hope I make some better choices, because I'm, like, pretty stupid. Like, really stupid. Like, ask anyone. Literally ask anyone. It's kind of embarrassing, but... It's fine.
I want to gain a little more confidence when talking to other people this summer.
You will.
I hope so. I feel like every time I start to talk to someone, I'm, like, confident over text, but then, like, in person, I just, like, fucking break down.
Dude, I was with someone yesterday. I just called them out for no reason. I felt really bad, but, like, it's fine.
What did you say? What did you do?
I was like, you're so annoying. Can you, like, stop talking to me? And I was like, sorry. Ooh. Like,
wait, who?
I'll tell you after the
podcast. Damn, okay.
I felt so bad.
Kayla's, well, interesting.
I'm sorry if you're watching this. I'm sorry.
It's
fine.
Yeah, well, I think we're gonna start to wrap it up here. I think it's been a good...
good first episode, I guess.
No, it's hopefully it'll
be. Sorry if it's like long. I don't
hopefully,
know how long this is
hopefully
to be.
It'll get a little more smooth and flowing as we go on.
But if we keep going on.
Yeah, this was just a test run. See how we like it. It was definitely interesting. Honestly,
it was a good talk.
Good conversation. I definitely think that though, if we were to do this,
it could have got way more deep. Like it could have got way more deep. But
It definitely will get more deep.
Yeah. As soon as I start talking about, like, my experiences and stuff, and Josie's experiences, it'll get more interesting.
Yeah, but this was just a little bit of a...
Intro.
Oh.
Oh, God.
We're definitely gonna... We're at Kayla's house right now. Probably gonna film more at my house.
It's very loud at my house, so sorry.
I definitely think, though, this was a good first episode. Solid little bit of an intro.
How
do you end this? I don't know. Tune in to next time. We'll see you later.
Have a good Friday.
Have a good Friday or whatever Friday day you're listening to this on. Hopefully the people who listen to this don't freaking roast our asses later. When we see them. Because you already know. I'm already thinking of a few people who are going to...
Yes, they're going to be like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like, it's a joke. Don't take it seriously. Disclaimer. Don't take it seriously.
But I definitely think if we ever have a sleepover and we podcast at, like, 3 in the morning, we'll get a little deep.
Dude, let's do it. And I'll start crying, but it's fine.
Dude, I'm down. Do you want to? I'm down.
Yes.
When?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
I mean, technically I could.
Actually, I don't know. I'll check.
Anyway, we're just gonna go.
We're gonna wrap it up now. That's probably like 2 minutes.
We'll see you later. Hope you all have a blessed day.
Yes.
Amen. Remember, Jesus is watching you. Don't do anything too dumb with yourself this summer.
Yep. Love you all. Kiss, kiss.
And goodbye.